recently, Tucker Carlson raised a lot of eyebrows when he said out loud what a lot of people are thinking. And I want to play this for you because this, the charge that Israel owns America, is getting a little bit more traction.
Bibi's running around. This is a fact. I'm not guessing about this because I talked to people he said it to, is running around the Middle East, his region, and his own country, and telling people point blank, just stating it, I control the United States. I control Donald Trump. He's saying that. And again, I'm not guessing at all. That's a fact. And I dare them to say that's not true because it is true and they know it's true. So I'm an American. How do you think it makes me feel? Even if I didn't vote for Trump, which I did vote, I campaigned for Trump. But even if it was Joe Biden, I'm an American. You can't treat, it's too humiliating. I can't handle that. And I shouldn't have to put up with that. This is a country of 9 million people. I'm not saying it's, I'm not even attacking the country. I'm attacking my leaders who are allowing my nation of 350 million people to be forced into doing things that are bad for me and my children because of some other country. Like, that is a violation of the most basic arrangement we have with our leaders, which is represent us, please.
Okay. That's what Tucker Carlson said. Netanyahu has a different view. Now, in that same Fox News interview from yesterday that I think I've told you about before, he was asked that question. So good on Fox for asking a hard question. I actually appreciated that. But in his answer to mock that idea, notice this long string of things that he says that he's grateful for the Trump administration having done. And as he's ticking off this list here, just imagine, is this an Israeli benefit or is this in American interests?
President Trump has been an incredible ally of Israel, incredible friend. We've had no one like him. What he did in his first term, in recognizing Jerusalem as our capital, moving the American embassy there, recognizing our sovereignty over the Golan Heights, getting out of the disastrous Iran deal, and then, of course, now joining us in the effort to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons by taking out some of these nuclear sites with us, I think it's great. I read somewhere this ridiculous slide. President Trump does what he does because he decides what's in America's best interest. And I've said this often, you know, I don't decide a thing for President Trump. He is the most independent leader and amazing leader that I've seen in all my years. And I think many people in the world see that. So the idea that I, in any ways that I boast that I control him, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it is ridiculous. You should try to do that, but apparently it's not so. And when you talk about all these things like moving the capital to Jerusalem, attacking Iran, that had nothing to do with American national interests at all. Like most of these things didn't. They had to do with Israeli national preferences, not even needs, but preferences. And you can judge for yourself whether that is. Now, that's one list. Now, if we take this 21 list that apparently Steve Witkoff, which presumably had the approval of President Trump before he went and pitched it, if you see those 21 points, that's what was before the meeting. And then after the meeting with Netanyahu, if now Netanyahu doesn't completely rejects like three or four of the major ones here and doesn't put those things into effect, and we'll be looking for this, I promise you, we will be bringing this up whenever it's finally published what is actually on the term sheet. And you see what's different and you see, all right, which of these things are in American national interest and which of these things are in Israeli national interest? I suspect you're going to see all of them are going to be in Israelis' national interest. And then you can answer for yourself who's pulling whose string, who's calling the shots here. Because President Trump, I think, genuinely wants this peace. He genuinely wants to see this war end, and he truly wants to see peace in the Middle East. He said that many times, eternal peace. That's what he wants. I think Netanyahu knows that there's no chance in hell that he's going to get that, has no interest in doing it, because then everything they will have been trying to get with the destruction of the Gaza Strip and the trying to get the people forced out and to find other ways will have been an utter failure. And then they'll be stuck with even more problem than they had before because of the just intense hatred and to have to rebuild all the stuff that's inside of there. I just can't see him just casually allowing that because President Trump wants it. So we are going to find out who's pushing whose buttons. Because if this is what President Trump wants, he'll impose that on Netanyahu. But if what Netanyahu wants, then he'll impose his view on Trump and Trump will cave. We'll know. It's going to be that easy to see, folks. This is one of those, it's not going to be that hard. We see what has happened in the past. Now let's see what comes next.